Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for March 9th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property. We use the blueprint for liberty, the Constitution for the United States of America. We believe in the checks and balances put in place by the founders to absolutely rein in tyrannical abuses. We don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, absolutely in order. Quick recap of yesterday's show brought to you in part by thepowermall.com and GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Democrat presidential hopeful Senator Bernie Sanders was attacked by his own supporters when he said white people didn't know anything about poverty. They didn't know poverty, huh? All right, what a racist statement. Interesting. It doesn't hold water with the mainstream press. They give him a pass, huh? I guess there's a record 61 million immigrants in the United States, 15.7 million of them illegally. The government's finally admitting to greater and greater numbers. That's according to the Washington Examiner. Bloomberg says he won't run for president. He's a fearing that if he did, it would be a victory by Trump, New York Times. Mitt Romney records phone message, joins robocallers for Rubio's campaign. Now he's doing another robocall for John Kasich. Wow, Romney, what a piece of work, huh? As Utah coal slumps, solar energy booms, Deseret News. This guy put his own solar energy system in. It cost $33,000. Of course, it dropped to $20,000 because we're all going to pay $13,000 to subsidize him. September's bill for his house was $150 a month under the coal plant of electricity. October, $9. He thinks it's going to be paid off in 7 years. We did the math. It's closer to 20 plus years. That doesn't even count interest or maintenance or anything else. This guy's already learned that in northern Utah, there are good days as well as occasional poor days. Bottom line is he still has to stay on the grid, even with all that money spent. But don't worry, on sunny days he produces excess power and gives it back to the grid. But he says with his lower power bills, he figures he'll get the investment back in 7 years. That's all bogus. Anyway, kind of a strange deal. These, quote, slam dunk deals of awesome solar. It just doesn't financially work out, folks. It's not the panacea you're told that it is. But don't worry, Vivint Solar terminates $2.2 billion merger with Sun Edison. That's a very interesting twist. Edison didn't used to be called Sun Edison, by the way. That was in 1 hour, but Sam debunks this idea that solar power is just phenomenal. We could build a better mousetrap to the door, folks. We could get it done. Technology can make it happen. I believe there's a future there, but when government's in the middle of it, it never goes well. It just ratchets up prices and causes all kind of market mischief, moral hazard, if you will. Hour two, we had our guest on, Mr. Alan Phillips, vaccinerights.com and pandemicresponseproject.com. We talked about a forced vaccination bill in Virginia moving fast, according to the NVIC.org. That's the National Vaccine Information Center, NVIC.org. We also talked about the stand against forced vaccinations across the 50 states. Now, a quick comment for listeners. I know a lot of our callers wanted to call up and beat up on Alan Phillips, and I defended him pretty good. You know, people want to call up and go into the, you know, complications of the law. You know, sir, you're an attorney, therefore you pass the bar. You basically work for Satan, kind of an idea. Okay, you're not going to get anywhere with an attorney like that, okay? He's been an attorney for years. He makes his living there. He's against vaccinations. He stands for your right to choose. And he does a great job defending people across the country against the tyrannical government of forced vaccinations, okay? The guy's very educated. He does a good job. He knows what's going on. But attacking his credentials and suggesting he works virtually for Satan, kind of an idea, isn't going to help. He doesn't agree with you. He doesn't agree that he signed his, you know, life or his soul to the dark side because he's an attorney and he passed the bar or he took some oath. He doesn't agree with that. And so the reason that I defend my guests from callers oftentimes is because, look, you're not going to have somebody on and just beat them up when they're on our side. It isn't going to do any good. It's kind of like calling up and beating me up, saying, Sam, you're not a real patriot. You don't agree with me on this item. Or, Sam, you're worthless. You don't even know because you don't agree with me on that item. You're not going to get anywhere with me like that. Nowhere. Doesn't matter if you're right and I'm wrong, which is, by the way, possible. But, you know, a little bit of how to win friends and influence people is a good idea. But most importantly, understanding that, you know what? Everybody has their own viewpoint on things. It doesn't mean they've joined the dark side. And everybody wants to make a difference in the best way they see fit or they know how. And what we need to do is learn to reward the efforts and the good that people do. I mean, I personally think, hey, anybody who doesn't support Sam Bushman and taking back the media, they're on the dark side. See, I could go there, but how ridiculous is that point? What we need to do is learn to agree to disagree and be agreeable doing it. What we need to learn to do is jump on the bandwagon of items we agree with and support to the complete solution, whatever we agree on. And if we disagree, we just need to let it go for another day. We need a whole lot more of that, in my humble opinion, in America. And that's the very reason, even though I'm not a Trump supporter. Folks, I'm not. I think Trump's nuts. But nevertheless, the reason that I give him a chance to speak on the radio, or I had written an open letter to him, is because I agree with him on the fact that the media is unfair. They're dishonest. They have a double standard. They manipulate and lie about people routinely. Okay? I agree with Trump on that, and I'm willing to help with that. A lot of the things that Trump says, I agree with. So I'm willing to give a Trump or his sons on his behalf a forum to tell him or you, I'm sorry, to tell you guys what he thinks from his own words, from his own mouth, without me, you know, manipulating it or whatever. There's a lot of people that I disagree with that I invite on the radio because I want to be fair and I want you guys to get all sides of an issue and decide for yourself what you think. I might ask a couple of hard questions, but I'm not here to dictate to you like the mainstream press is. Okay, but that's why I'm not going to let you beat up on, so even if I had Hillary Clinton on the radio, I'd be nice to her. I'd help her make her points, whatever she's trying to say. I would ask hard questions, but I would still not allow just a beat up of Hillary Clinton. Look, I don't have people on the air to slaughter them or to try to bait and switch or to try to play games or to try. I don't do the Glenn Beck drive-by shooting like Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck and Michael Savage do. I don't do that stuff. Okay, I be fair to my guests. So, anyway, I don't mean to go on about that forever, but I want to make it very clear. It's not that I don't think you callers or you listeners have something valuable to say. None of the mainstream press hosts believe you have something valuable to say, but I do. And I'm willing to let you make your points and your beliefs, and you can ask hard questions to people, too. What you can't do, though, is just assault people. You know, you work for the Knights of the Templar. Do you know that? And the guy's like, look, I'm an attorney. I've read every contract I've signed. And no, it doesn't say anything like that. I know, but Sam, if you go back to 1921 and then go back to 1763, you'll see that Adam Weishaupt with the banking cartel, you know, got in bed with the, you know, whatever family, and they, okay, I get it. I understand. Well, Sam, don't you know the Rothschilds? Sam, don't you know that the Masons and the Catholics and the Jews and everybody's involved everywhere? And okay, there's truth to a lot of what you say. There's also a lot of unsubstantiated facts or so-called facts. There's also a learning curve for people. You're not going to take an Alan Phillips, who his whole goal is to help you not be forced to take the jab and convert him into your understanding of the law and everything else. He's an attorney. Even if you are right and he's wrong, the chances of him bowing to you and really studying and learning and going, oh my gosh, I've been an attorney this whole time. I better lose my career now. I better go ahead and jettison the bar, turn in my attorney license. The likelihood of that getting done is almost zero. But if you're going to get it done, the best way is to start with a little bit of milk before you give meat. You know what? Line upon line, we all learn. I don't have near the understanding that I wish I had. But I have way greater understanding now that I've been in the fight for 25 years for liberty compared to when I first started. I'll tell you that right now. So anyway, I digress. I just wanted to make that point before we go on. I'm not going to let my callers just beat up a guest and go on and on and on about some side topic that the listener feels passionate about. But the guest is not even prepared for is part of the problem. They're not even prepared for that discussion. And so I'm going to defend my guests, even if I disagree with my guests on some issues. Personally, I am concerned about attorneys. I do believe that a lot of times they give away a lot of their autonomy and freedom and liberty on the altar of this, quote, bar and everything else. I agree with a lot of that. But I'm still not going to beat up a guy that comes on the radio and generously donates his time to us monthly to talk about what's happening in the vaccine worlds and what he's trying to do to stop tyranny and allow for freedom and what we can do to help him with that, in my opinion, most worthy cause. I'm just not going to let the guy take a beating for giving of us his time. That it's that simple, and I don't care what guest it is, I'll do the same thing for any guest. There you have it. Quick pause, and back, got a ton of news. Our government fired three rounds. All three hitting Lavoie Finicum in the back, and just like that, he was a dead man. We'll tell you about it in seconds. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number's 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. List of Voight Finicum death is heating up, ladies and gentlemen. And we have a lot more evidence than we had just a couple of days ago. A caller, Chris, one of our faithful listeners, thank him for tipping me off on this. I think it was Monday night, something like that, gave me a call today, man. Tomorrow, these people are going crazy. They're gonna have an event telling what they found, and they're only inviting the media. This could go down all wrong, and I dug into it, and thank Chris for the details. Our government fired three rounds, all striking Robert Lavoie Finicum in the back, and just like that, he was a dead man, ladies and gentlemen. Authorities now revealed that an FBI agent is suspected of lying. Yeah, I guess he fired twice. at LaVoy-Finicum, he said he didn't fire any shots at all. But then it's interesting, after this FBI agent lied, he conned four of his buddies, so five FBI thugs now, covered up their crimes. They now have been caught. Now all five, quote, unnamed agents, who are part of a national elite unit, are under criminal investigation by the U.S. Justice Department. They say Inspector General Michael Horowitz is leading the, quote, independent inquiry. Now, let me kind of get a couple of things straight in your mind. Now, the FBI is going to investigate themselves. You have a lot of confidence in that, folks? The FBI is the one that lied in the first place. The FBI is the group that doesn't even have a constitutional right to exist. The FBI has no authority in the several states. The sheriff should have kicked the FBI out from the get-go. The FBI is also the ones that were pretending they were militia members harassing citizens and government officials in Burns, Oregon. And then they got caught lying about that. The fire marshal resigned over it, etc. And now you find out the government through the FBI lies about the shooting, and the government's going to look into it for you. Wow. The U.S. Justice Department's going to go ahead and manipulate this even further. What tells the tale is, even though they said, well, the government lied, and, well, they were justified in shooting LaVoy-Finicum, continues the lies. Let me just tell it to you this way, ladies and gentlemen. The constitutional sheriff of the neighboring county called Grant County, his name is Glenn Palmer, personal good friend of mine, described the police operation as an ambush. Your government called it a traffic stop. Finicum's family said in a statement a couple of months ago that he was executed in cold blood. They accused police agencies a couple of months ago of deliberately misleading the public about what happened. Boy, is that factual. In fact, LaVoy's widow, Jeanette Finicum, did not retreat from that stance after the video was released yesterday. And watching the news conference, she says, quote, my husband was murdered. And boy, is she right about that. Now, I have been very hesitant to speak out on this because all we had was a video that was from a helicopter or something. And it had no audio with it. And with only the video that was very grainy, not very good quality, you really couldn't figure out much of what was going on at all, ladies and gentlemen. However, now we have more information. Piece one, the government lied. And they had five agents. Who knows who was involved how. From an elite FBI team involved with, quote, the state police. And that they had planned this. Let me use the constitutional sheriff's words. Ambush. And they created a scenario where someone died. Now, what the government would point to is they would say it's justified because Finicum was reaching for a gun. We got to trust these liars on that, right? And, you know, they felt threatened, so they had to take him out. I disagree with any of that. And the reason that I do is because when you create a situation that puts your own officers in danger, then you have created the problem. In other words, yeah, when you're on the ground with LaVoy-Finicum and he might be reaching for a gun, you might feel threatened. I agree with that. But the idea that you set up the situation that you didn't have to feel threatened in the first place is the problem. In other words, they had overwhelming force. They had a roadblock set up. They had multiple agents and snipers with lasers on everybody. They set up the situation that created a no-win, put their own officers in jeopardy situation, and then when they take action, they say they're justified. It's a lie. Bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, is LaVoy-Finicum does not need to be dead right now. And I'm going to have to echo the words of his widow. Jeanette Finicum basically said, quote, my husband was murdered, and I have to agree with her statement. Maybe LaVoy was reaching for a gun. We don't know, and I don't know if we'll ever know, because the government lies and you can't trust them. You want proof? These elite National Unit 5 federal government agents are under criminal investigation, ladies and gentlemen, for lying about what they did there that day. So we may never know the truth from these liars. You say, Sam, you can't just call them liars like that. Yes, I can. All right, this agent's lying. We had a fiasco like this at Ruby Ridge. They lied, too. Same scenarios over and over and over again. Out of control, belligerent government, unconstitutionally running amok. They created an ambush, and they killed an American citizen needlessly. Now you could say, Sam, come on. Lavoie Finicum wasn't following directions. They told him to get on the ground over and over. He didn't. They told him to get out of the car. He didn't. You know what? Both sides were saying, stand down. But Lavoie Finicum did not shoot back. None of the people in the car shot back, folks, at all. Did they have guns? Yes, they did. But having a gun is not a crime. I know the mainstream press, the dishonesty in the mainstream press, would want you to believe that because they had guns, that somehow changes the game. No, it doesn't. They did not use their guns or brandish their guns in any violent way to the government at all. Period. In a paragraph, they can claim Lavoie was going to, but we don't have any proof of that. It's not on the video. And they shot him in the back 3 times. Our government fired 3 rounds, all striking Lavoie Finicum in the back. And just like that, he was a dead man. Shooting somebody in the back doesn't really give you the idea that he was too aggressive, does it? Now, the video clearly shows, this new video they just released, which I'll tell you about in a minute, clearly shows that one guy was advancing on Finicum. Then there was a couple of other guys, so he pivoted to the other guys. And anyway, there's 3 people advancing on Finicum. It was already 1-3, or 3-1, not counting all the different backup people in the trees, the snipers. There was lasers everywhere. The government had overwhelming force. The chances of Lavoie Finicum getting out of there were 0. And even if Lavoie Finicum pulled a handgun, it would have been very easy for the agents, instead of advancing on him, to back up and say, my friend, we've got 20 guys with long rifle snipers on you. You're not going anywhere. Drop your weapon. You're not going anywhere. Your little handgun won't do any good. We're all too far away. We've all got bulletproof vests on. You need to stand down, sir. Okay. None of those things happened. And in fact, the women and Ryan, who were in the car, got to the point where the car was being fired on and they were afraid to even exit the car, even though they were ready to give up. They felt like if they tried to get out or tried to put their hands up, they would have been killed. And when the government was firing on the truck, you can't blame them for thinking that. In fact, now we have the details that it was a piece of a bullet or a piece of a fragment of a bullet is what grazed Ryan Bundy's arm. We have a lot more information due to the wise filming of Shauna Cox. The local investigators did a decent job. They took the mainstream government FBI no sound video and merged it with Shauna Cox's video. Now we have a two-angle view of what happened with audio from the Patriots' side. Listen up. Details in seconds.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
One last point, then we'll listen to this video in the audio forum, or an audio copy of this video, because it's radio. All I'm telling you is the government only has so-called a video that doesn't have any sound. It just has video, and it's very grainy and horrible. Shauna Cox, with her cell phone, has a 10 times better detailed video. And do you really believe that Shauna Cox has way more detailed, better video than your government? They're not releasing stuff, folks, and it proves the government intentionally released something to generate controversy and create confusion, not for clarity, not for honesty's sake. Now the local investigative team that was working on this basically synced the two videos together, Shauna's version and the plane version. And if you watch it, you can see it from two angles now. And we've got audio from inside the truck. It couldn't get better than that. Now what we need to do is merge the video from the government's side so we can hear clearly whatever they're saying and doing. But I'm telling you right now, I was hesitant to say murder because you know what? Even if they shouldn't have set it up this way, if you're the guy on the ground and you feel in danger, I can get that you might want to protect your own life. And I was hesitant to give the government all the benefit of the doubt in this case. But now, you know what? I have to agree. They murdered Lavoie Finicum unnecessarily. They could have backed off. They could have let him go to John Day and meet with Sheriff Glenn Palmer. There was no violence. There was no guns fired from Finicum / Shauna Cox, Ryan Bundy's side at all. All right, so listen carefully to this video. It's long. I'll let you hear what I can of it. You can go watch it. It's on several websites, Oregon Live and many others. The government released it here. But listen carefully to the details of what goes on. We've got great audio. All right, here we go.
Shoot me, you shoot me. I'm going to meet the sheriff. The sheriff is waiting for us. So you do as you damn well please. But I'm not going anywhere. Here I am, right there. Right there, put a bullet through it. You understand? I'm going to go meet the sheriff. You back down or you kill me now. Go ahead. Put the bullet through me.
Now, is Lavoie Finicum super wise here? In my opinion, no, he's not. Laying down that kind of a gauntlet to these thugs, you know what? They'll kill you. The proof is in the pudding. So, Lavoie made several mistakes, in my opinion, but that clearly does not justify him being dead, okay? It doesn't.
I don't care.
Where's Ryan?
I'm going to go meet the sheriff. You do as you damn well please.
That's Lavoie Finicum. speaking. That's Shauna Cox speaking. Where's Ryan? There was two Ryans. Remember, Bundy's still in the car with him. Ryan Payne got out to talk to the government thugs. Now Shauna Cox is saying, where's Ryan? Hoping to get help here. That little bit of music you hear in the background, they have a radio on in the car.
What for?
Well, I'm going to ask them if they want to go out.
What?
Okay, now they say there's women and a girl in there, there's children or whatever. They ask, do you want to go out? So Finnegan asked Shauna Cox, do you want to go out? Shauna's like, what for? Why are we being pulled over? What would I get out for?
For? Why are we getting
you want out?
What for? What are we getting out?
Who are you? Yeah, who are you?
Who are you?
So that's now Ryan Bundy and LaVoy Finnegan saying, who are you? Shauna Cox is saying, who are they? What do they want? Why would we get out?
Who are you?
Now they yell, we're the Oregon State Police.
Oregon State Police.
Okay, well, I'm going over to meet the sheriff in Grand County. You can come along with us, and you can talk with us over there.
All right, so he basically says to the government, you know what, we're going to go to Grand County. We're going to talk with Sheriff Glenn Palmer. And you guys can follow me there, and we'll all sit down and have a chat. Now, they want you to believe that Finnegan was all belligerent and crazy and violent. Do you believe that from what you're hearing? See, I don't.
You can go ahead and shoot me. Put the laser right there. Put the bullet through the head. Okay, boys? This is going to get real. You want my blood on your hands? Get it done, because we got people to see and places to go. No, I don't.
You need to back off.
You need to back off.
Where in the heck is Ammon? People in
See, Shauna Cox now trying to find Ammon, saying, you know what, we got to stick together. We got to somehow work our way through this. Shauna doesn't want violence either. You can tell by the tone in her voice. Finnegan is saying and doing, in my opinion, the wrong things, though, at this point. Nevertheless, it doesn't justify murder and lying from your government, and that's what happened.
You shouldn't have ever stopped.
Did Ammon?
You're wasting oxygen, son.
Where they got a...
What? Oh, did they have Ryan? Did they arrest him?
Shh.
He shouldn't have got out.
I'm not turning over. I'm going into Day County.
Well,
I'm going into Grant County to see the sheriff.
Well, if we duck and you drive, what are they going to do? Try to knock us out? How much further we got to go?
Shoot your tire.
We got about 50 miles.
All right, so he admits they got about 50 miles to go. Even the little girl there, 18-year-old girl, is saying, you know what, will they shoot your tires out? You'll never make 50 miles. And this is why, again, his behavior is not wise. And Shauna Cox is kind of the one saying, if we duck, you know, they're fully cooperating here is the problem.
Tell them to approach the vehicle.
Okay.
Now, Ryan's talking to him, right?
Okay.
Is he talking to him?
I can't tell.
I can't even see him except the guy behind the door that's got his gun on us.
See, so the only person pointing a gun is your government. Now these people are all in the car. They're kind of thinking, how do we get Ryan? How do we talk to these people? How do we let them approach the vehicle? How do we peacefully get out of this? But the government's not going to let them peacefully get out of it, folks. They're not.
We hold each other. Say we have kids in here.
We hold each other.
Okay, who can we call?
I call.
So right now you got the government all surrounding this vehicle. It stopped in the middle of the road on the center divider. And you got a scenario where they're all going, how do we get out of here? Who do we call? How do we get help? How do we de-escalate this situation? They can't get it done.
Turn that down.
Where's my phone?
Hey, boys, you better realize you got people on the way. You want a bloodbath, it's going to be on your hand. We're going to go see the sheriff.
Call Joseph Rice.
Better understand how this thing's going to end.
What's the number?
I'm going to be laying down here on the ground with my blood on the street, or I'm going to go see the sheriff.
You don't have any?
We got people on route.
Yes, we do. Hold this.
Now, if you're the government, why won't you let him go see the sheriff? Why won't you let him go see law enforcement to work this out? He peacefully wants to go there. He's saying it over and over. He's basically been saying it for almost 4 minutes straight now. That's been the only words out of his mouth. It's, I'm going to go see the sheriff. Now, yeah, he's been saying some provocative things like, otherwise you're going to have to kill me. He shouldn't be saying that stuff. Nevertheless.
Wasting your oxygen.
Hold this camera. Listen. Great. Okay. Take pictures. Keep an eye on him.
All right.
Keep an eye on the boy.
And now Shauna Cox just found the document.
Okay.
Okay.
No.
Hey, what's his number?
I'm looking. Just a minute.
Now they're trying to call for help.
You need to back down.
We don't have any service. We have no service here.
They're calling people. They did it because there's no service here.
Yeah, they got it.
They know it.
See, they even wisely say they did it right here because there's no service. There's no way you can go get help. And this is why I'm saying it's murder, because you set up a scenario where nobody could get help, nobody could reach out peacefully, try to de-escalate this situation. No matter what they did, if they got out, they might get shot. They don't even know. They're wondering what to do. There's no chance here.
No service here at all.
We should never have stopped. We should never have stopped.
That's Ryan Bundy saying we should have never have stopped.
We're going to keep going.
Then we have to duck.
I know.
What are they going to do with Ryan? Okay. If we take
off,
we
need to get Ryan back.
Shoot your tires out.
Most likely.
Hey, Ryan Hammond.
Where's
Why did they pull you over?
There's no service here.
Just because.
Okay, you ready?
Well, where's those amp? Where's the guns?
They got him stopped. He can't get around it. I'm going to go. You guys ready?
Okay, get down.
Then you duck down. Down. Give me that camera. Okay, give me this camera. Go.
There they go. Now, the audio's not very good here. It's about 70 miles an hour they're going. It gets crazy kind of fast. I'm going to reduce this audio here. It doesn't sound good on the radio. Okay, in a second, you'll be able to hear again.
Keep going.
What about Ammon and those guys?
We can't get around him. I'm going to go get help.
Okay.
Now, let me pause. That's a very important statement, ladies and gentlemen. This is why the government didn't want us to have the audio. That's a very important statement. All Lavoie Finicum is doing is trying to go get help. He's not trying to take on the government. He's not in an offensive stance. He's trying to go get help. Help to what? Well, it's very clear. He wants to talk to the sheriff. He wants to get help. He wants to get to a constitutional guy that actually might be fair, that might do justice. He never gets there. The details in seconds on the other side. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. Thank heavens for citizen video and audio, huh?
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells. But as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, now I don't think shots were fired before Lavoie Finicum took off, but Lavoie took off to try to go get help. He clearly said he was going to go try to meet with the sheriff. Why would your government not let you peacefully go meet with somebody else that was in law enforcement? All right, but anyway, it continues. Lavoie says he's going to go get help, very clearly. It's a critical thing to understand.
Keep going.
What about Ammon and those guys?
We can't get around him. I'm going to go get help.
Okay.
I'm going to go get help.
Okay, stay down. I need to get help so I can call as soon as I get service.
Keep watching the phone to see if you're getting service.
I can't even get Joe Rice.
They're desperately trying to reach out via phone calls, by traveling. All they want to do is go get help right now.
Fast.
Yeah, they are.
Okay, I don't know about numbers.
No, it all goes off the rails fast.
I got numbers, but I can't call because we have no service.
Okay.
No, mobile network not available.
Do you have numbers for people here in town?
Yeah, but... Hang on!
Okay, they're shooting.
Hang on!
Hold on. See, now the government starts shooting on their vehicle. Again, the government escalates this. You could say Lavoie escalated it, but he's trying to go get help. All right? Now, you could say, well, the government doesn't know that. And my response is, they could have backed off. They could have found a better way. I could hardly hear what the government was even saying. How about you? I don't know how well those guys could all hear, but they clearly didn't understand what the government wanted or what the plan was, right? But now they're shooting on the vehicle.
Okay, here.
Now they crash into the snowbank and they're stopped, okay?
Go ahead and shoot me!
Stay down.
There was two shots at least right there. And, he's saying, go ahead and shoot me. Now he's out of the car. The others are in the car. Lavoie's out.
Stay down.
Boom, 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 boom. Right there. They just killed him.
Did I shoot him? You asshole.
Oh, my God.
Sorry for the language, ladies and gentlemen. I normally never play this language on the radio, but I want this to be unedited.
Okay. Stay down.
Now, they've shot real bullets and killed Lavoie. They're using pepper spray and other softer bullets on the car right now. But when the little girl says there was a ton of shots, it's hard to say she's not right when she can't see. She's on the ground. On the floor.
Don't get out.
I'm EMT! I'm EMT!
Stop it.
Are you hit?
No, I'm EMT! I'm
no, hold on. Don't do anything. Don't do anything. Don't do anything. Where the hell is Lavoie?
I can't see.
Let me help him!
Shut up. Stay down, Ryan.
Oh, God!
Ryan, stay down. Stay down. Oh, shit.
Did they kill him?
See, all that stuff that the government and the people outside are yelling, you can't hear, but I'm guaranteeing the government have cameras that they need to release now. Now that we know they're lying, and now that they've escalated the situation, in my personal opinion, to murder. Now, somebody would say, Sam, You can't say that. You don't even know. And I would say, you know what? I held off on my commentary until we knew more. Now we have the citizens' side, government producer side. Let's go. You've already lied. There's a criminal investigation now, and we got a dead man. All three shots in the back.
I think they did, and they're shooting over here on this door.
I got hit, too.
Okay, hold still.
Now Ryan got hit with a piece of bullet.
Did you I don't know. It didn't.
Ryan, hold still. Hold still.
Ryan, bleeding. Where did you get
hold
hit?
Still.
I'm not bleeding.
Okay, don't shoot
where
us.
Where did you get hit, Ryan?
I'm okay. It's
okay,
on the
I'm going to take some.
It's okay.
I'm taking some. Keep down. Oh, shit. Well, I don't know. Get out of the car. How are we supposed to get out of the car?
Did they tell us to get out of the car?
No, I can't.
See, she said, did they tell us to get out of the car? She doesn't even really realize. Now, LaVoy asked them if they wanted to get out, but they're like, what for? We don't, that was before. Now they don't even know that they're being asked to get out of the car. That's what I'm talking about here, is the government clearly escalated this and prevented them from getting out. They've been willing to get out now. Listen.
I can't hear anything. I don't dare get out of the car. Oh, shit. Quit shooting the windows.
Where are they shooting
them? They're hitting the windows. I don't know. They're trying to break their window.
God, keep us safe, please.
Please, please protect us,
please,
God.
God.
Please protect us. Please protect us.
Now think about that scenario. The government is shooting. The citizens don't know if they should even get out of the car. They're afraid to get out of the car. And now the citizens begin to pray against our government, going, please don't let them kill us.
Please protect us. We need help. We need help. We need help.
Did they kill him? They killed
no,
him.
I can see. I can see a laser coming in.
They killed. Oh my God! They killed him.
Okay. So where's the rest of
Ryan?
Everyone?
Are you okay?
Yeah.
I can see lasers going by.
Okay. Where did you get hit?
I'm okay.
He's got lasers.
Got a laser.
Keep your head down. I can see the laser. If you see a laser, keep it away from us. There's a laser on your knee. Stop!
So now the radio's on, so they can't really hear the cops very well. They might hear better than we do, but they can't very well. The radio never gets turned off because they're down on the ground on the floorboard not wanting to get shot.
Because they'll shoot me.
Hold on, let's hear that again.
Stop! I don't dare get out because they'll shoot me. Okay.
I don't like hunkering down here either.
Me either, but I don't know what to do because they keep
we
shooting
get,
lasers at us.
Get two stinking lax. Think things are just all dandy and fine. We got two damn lax.
Yeah. Damn, why do they keep shooting?
I'm trying to take my head off. I was looking for
I don't know, but...
You see why that little girl thinks there's just tons and tons and tons of shots, and even though it may not be as accurate as she thinks, her testimony would make sense?
All of us?
I'm convinced now she told the truth the best she could, didn't she?
Stop!
The citizens are praying and yelling stop, and the government continues to assault the vehicle while the citizens inside are going, I don't even know if I dare get out.
Stop!
Please!
Stop! Please! Yeah. Ah! That's ridiculous. Because you're stupid.
God,
I can kill all of us?
Please.
Father, please. Protect.
Those were gas rounds.
Yeah, they're gonna rip your nose quick.
Now they're all getting gassed, just like she said. Both Shauna and
help?
I can't remember the other girl's name. But they're all struggling now. They can't even breathe.
I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I can't. Okay.
God.
Okay.
God. Please keep
okay,
there.
Okay, they got lasers still on us.
They got lasers still on us. LaVoy got out. I think they've killed LaVoy. They just shot gas rounds into the car. We're hunkered down in here trying not to be shot.
He's shooting. That's the window. He's shooting at the window. Stop it.
Shooting more gas rounds.
I just counted five shots then and three shots before. Now, these may not be hardened bullets or they'd all be dead. Nevertheless, you know what? When this girl feels like it's just a barrage of bullets, you can't blame her.
The gas is getting pretty thick in here.
God. Please.
Anyway.
Get out. Oh, I'm gonna get out. Will they shoot me?
Yeah, they'll shoot you.
Hang on, I'm gonna get out.
Now, that's the little girl wanting to get out. Shauna wanted to get out earlier, and she's like, I want to get out. Will they shoot me? And then Ryan says, yeah, they probably will. Look, the only guy that got out got shot. He's already dead. They know it, right?
If I
anyway.
Can we put a white flag out?
Yeah, I would put a flag out. Let's put a flag out.
Do you have a white?
Now they're trying to put a white flag out, ladies and gentlemen, saying surrender, surrender, stop.
Flag.
They've been begging them to stop the whole time.
Well.
I'm not sure what they got. What you got?
There's a laser sheet right over here, Randis.
Okay. The gas dissipates.
He's trying to break this window. He's trying to break the window in half.
Okay.
Does anybody have anything white? Does he look like a white bra on?
I can't get my shirt off. He's a laser trying to shoot this window. He's got this window open here.
I speak to people. They ambushed us on the way to John Day. And now they're shooting into our vehicle, and we're hunkered down. We do not have phone service at this location.
I surrender! Can we just surrender?
She yells, I surrender.
Okay, I'm on the left door. Let's get up.
Okay!
That's you, Ryan. I don't know if you can get up. You get up first. Let her in first. Let her out first. You go first. You go first.
Please don't kill me!
Hey, go.
Okay, I get my hands out.
Okay, get out.
Okay.
No, he'll shoot Ryan first. He'll shoot you first, Ryan. Hands up. Hands up.
The boy's dead.
Shit. Okay. Okay, go. Okay, hands up. Okay, go.
Okay.
So you hear all kinds of unintelligible stuff from your government.
Hold on, sis.
Now she, the little girl, sees Finnegan dead.
Okay. I still got my camera on for a minute. Ready?
All right, bottom line is then they all get out. I'm telling you right now, the government is absolutely out of control. Next hour, we'll break it down and take your calls, okay? The government murdered Lavoie Finnegan 3 shots to the back, and the FBI lied about it. Liberty Roundtable, live.